Hey, this is Craig Ferentino of Craig James Financial. Get ready for another financial report right here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
Craig Ferentino is a registered representative offering securities and advisory services through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA SIPC. Craig James Financial Services and United Planners are not affiliated. Material discussed is not to be construed as specific investment, tax, or legal advice, and is not a recommendation to buy or sell any securities.
And let's not forget, ladies and gentlemen, let's not forget that website, craigjamesfinancial.com. Not only information you need to know, but you go on the site and pre-register for all the great webinars and events that come our way, especially with you will need to know as far as taxes and everything else. We got one today that we're going to tell you about. The Dow yesterday took a little bit of a beating, or I shouldn't say a little bit, 522 points it lost. 30,183 starting point, futures up 58. Of course, Fed Reserve raising those rates, what we discussed yesterday, 0.75 point. We'll talk about the August jobs here on the island as well. There is a lot to discuss. As we welcome in Ms. Craig Ferentino from Craig James Financial. Sir, how are you on this Thursday?
I'm just peaches, Jay. Really just peaches. Digesting all this information, and quite interesting day yesterday, I would have to say that outright. Yes, the Fed signaled for higher and longer rates policy, sort of like this tough love. You know, we got to. So they came out, they raised another 0.75%. And the rate hike, and it's the third in the row. We're at 3.25% right now. People are asking me, what? It used to be zero. So now we're at 3.25%. There you go. And we are, the hike pushes the rate into what's called restrictive territory, which is above the 2.5% rate that people are comfortable with, that are considered neutral. He wants to push, he says in his statements. His statements are very strong. He's telling people they've the economy has been living off the stimulation of the Federal Reserve for many years, and some people would argue that it took them a long time to turn off the spigot, so to speak. And he now is in the restrictive, coming out of a neutral phase. Neutral meaning neither stimulating nor constraining the economy. And it's the most aggressive fight against inflation probably in 40 years. So we're also seeing that projections for another 1 to 1.25% of rate hikes for the rest of this year. And November and December is coming up, actually November after the election, of course, and rates peaking at 4.6% in 2023. Some economists argue that, you know, to get an 8% inflation down, you need rates at 8%. You hear that a lot, and that's kind of what they taught us, but we're getting there. And so the idea is that the two stubborn things, the two mandates for the Fed are to keep everybody employed and to price stability. And if you want to get inflation back down to 2%, you need more price stability. It's a very interesting. So in the middle of all this, Jay, if you could set the background, investors are sweating it out, reporters calling our office, and in the middle of the day, somewhere along the line, CNBC, which is what we watch, cuts to Letitia James doing a press conference. Now, I'm not saying, you know, don't get me wrong, she has the right to speak, but this is a day where it affects the whole world, and she was saying something about, I don't know, some documents or prices of real estate and the Trump Organization, whatever. And it was almost surrealistic. So I think CNBC carried it for a little bit and then went back to the markets, whereas, of course, yeah, you would expect CNN and Fox, everybody else, to keep that live if they thought that was important. But after a while, they kind of switched out. I'm going, I mean, it's a tale of two cities here. You start seeing the whole world is looking at the interest rates. Other countries are setting their interest rates. There are other countries also need to control inflation, and that's no joke. There's a bunch of countries that have more inflation than we do, including Lithuania, Russia, Sweden, Netherlands, South Korea. There's also a lot of countries, by the way, that have less inflation in the United States, and I can go through a couple of those according to the Pew Research Center, and that's Germany, Norway, United Kingdom, Canada, Czech Republic, Austria, France, Iceland, Brazil, all have less inflation rates than we do. And you get on the list, Poland is also on there. So very, very interesting. What's really important to the average investor, and then the cut was in the middle of the day before Powell's speech, was almost surrealistic there. Now let's go back to the market. So we saw a Dow slide of 525 points. Today we're going to take a look at initial jobless claims, continuing claims. These are things that we're going to be looking for in the future. The current account balance, obviously we're running at a deficit somewhere at $260 billion to the negative. Hopefully none of your readers have that kind of number there for their own assets. And we're also getting at 11 o'clock the Kansas City federal manufacturing activity. Let's see if that slowed up or increased. We also hear from Costco today, Darden Restaurants, which owns a whole bunch of restaurants, and FedEx, which very, very interesting there. So we have, that's where we are tonight, Jay. We have a discussion. I just want to throw this in before we turn it over to you, but five critical strategies for saving more on taxes. It's our first time throwing this one out there. So it's a new presentation we worked on. And when it comes to saving on taxes, we're going to be looking at that because, we're getting hit in other places. We may be getting hit in taxes too. So a very, very tough time there. But were you the same person now that you were in 2019? Are your finances the same? Let's take a look at some strategies that you could do before we end the year. That's what we have for today. Just go to our Craig website, CraigJamesFinancial.com, and we'll have a great time. Bye-bye.
All righty. You got a lot going on. You know, we talk about a little bit about the Dogecoin and everything else in the past. I think it's at 6 cents now. A lot of people are looking at it, you know, a little early in the game, maybe to buy some stuff there. That could be a way to go. Not sure. By the way, do you know who owns the largest supply of gold on the planet right now in the world?
That's a good question. I would guess maybe China.
Yeah, I would think. I just wanted to. I was thinking about that this morning, as far as that is concerned. So, interesting. Lots going on. Again, the dissertation on taxes is huge. Again, give the time, my friend.
Yep, 7 to 8 o'clock tonight. We'll be talking about five ways that you could save. Very good presentation. It shouldn't take too long. And we'll get through it, and we'll take your questions as well.
All righty. That is a very important one, ladies and gentlemen. As far as taxes and everything else, before you know it, we'll be in the midst of the new season. Hard to believe. Good stuff. Lots happening. We will keep our eyes on things and look forward to talking with you on a Friday. How's that?
Thank you, Jay. Much appreciated. Have a great day.